My name is Ben Rickert, and I believe in God works in mysterious ways. I often find myself needing something to believe in. The reason for this is because I know I'm not capable of living a full life on my own. Ever since I was little, I've always had a feeling that something in my life was missing. No matter what I tried, whether that trying to get everyone to like me, or trying to get the best grades possible, nothing that I did worked. Growing up in a very religious home, I was always taught to believe in God and go to church, but at that time in my life, I looked at God more like a judge than anything. I felt like when I was doing good things in my life, he loved me, and when I messed up, he did not want to pardon me. My perception of life with God changed when I was going into my freshman year of high school. During this time, I had really started to dive into a Christian program for high schoolers called Young Life. When I first got involved, I was only participating in the part for regular high school kids like myself. But about halfway into the school year, my leader asked me if I would go help be a buddy for the special needs section of Young Life. I was hesitant at first because I did not know how to necessarily interact and communicate with them. We would be going to a camp at a place called Sharp Top. There's me and about five other high schoolers that were going to help make our buddies' weekends as special as possible. My buddy's name was Graham, and he had suffered from Down syndrome since he was born. Little did I know that the next 48 hours should be some of the best of my life. We arrived there late at night, so we were not able to do very much except go to bed. We woke up the next morning, ready to start our day and face the challenges it held. The first day went smoothly, and I could tell my buddy was having the time of his life. The second day is when it really started to kick in what these kids had to deal with on a day-to-day basis. I'd realized they could not do a lot of the activities, like playing something as simple as basketball or go swimming at the pool they have there. The thing that surprised me the most was they all had the biggest smiles I've ever seen on anyone. Later that day, we had something called club, which is like a time of worship, and this is the thing that changed my life. Near the ending of this club, people were given the opportunity to tell about the experience they've had from that weekend, and to my surprise, my buddy Graham stood up. What he said I will never forget. I've had the best weekend of my life, and I'm so thankful for all the top opportunities I've been given, and most of all, I want to thank my new friend Ben for everything he has done for me. When he said that, a realization hit me that these kids are some of the happiest people I've ever seen in my life. Even though all the hardships they've suffered, I was so happy and honored he thought of me with such high regard, but also I felt a sense of guilt. This is because all my life I've gone through it feeling like I've been put in situations that I did not deserve, and I've always felt sorry for myself. The moment he said this, it hit me that these kids had a sense of fulfillment that I've always longed for. So I went and asked Graham, "Tell me how you go through life always finding the positive in every situation, being so thankful for everything." He told me that whenever he feels sad, he just remembers there's a God out there that loves him unconditionally, and he knows that everything happened in his life for a reason. I want to close with saying that going into this trip, I'd picture me guiding these kids and teaching them tools in life. Instead, they taught me the most important thing I could ever imagine. That moment showed me what life with God is all about.